Hello, my name is Chris Taylor. I'm the lead designer of Supreme Commander 2, and we're here today to show you some of what we've been doing and give you a little bit of a demo on one of our cool new maps. You can see right away here that we're into a brand new era of rendering our terrain maps. This world is fantastic here. You've got these raised platforms, just incredible, the shadowing, the global illumination model we're using here. We've got some rockhead tanks on the top of the platform, and they're battling it out here with some Cybern bots. And as this battle takes place, you can see that we're able to move the camera anywhere in 3D space here, and then full strategic zoom is here as well, where we can zoom in and pull out, really position the camera anywhere we want to see the battle. Now, we were getting our butt kicked a little bit there, so we're going to zoom in here and show you the NOAA unit cannon. This is one of our experimentals. This unit acts like a factory in that it builds the units, stores them in these magazines, and then allows you to shoot them straight across the map. You can see the units come into the position. Some of the rockets break off the units, it lands on the platform. And now they can go in there and help us out, because the Cybern bots were a little too tough for those rockets. And now we're able to go back here to the no unit cannon there and queue up some more units. You can see the selections across the bottom of the UI. And you'll notice in general our UI is a lot lower profile than past games. To give you more screen space than ever. The game runs in 16:9 here. It also runs in dual screen mode as well, and has a wide range of options. But one of the things we're shooting for here in Supreme Commander 2 is to not only take advantage of a lot of the next generation technologies on the GPU, but also to allow the game to run on more hardware than ever. So that's one of our goals, more people can play Supreme Commander 2 and not just be a game for people with high-end hardware. Alright, so we're going to pull back here. You see we're getting hit with some long-range artillery, so we're going to zoom in here. You can see it blasting away. The game is pre-alpha, so we've still got a bunch of work left, a lot of polish, a lot of tuning and balancing, but we're really happy with the way it's shaping up here. And you'll notice, as we zoom in and zoom out, we can see the battle at any distance that we like, give commands. We've got the armored command unit from the UEF coming in. He's got all kinds of upgrades that he can do and boosts. For example, research the escape pod. That's when the head comes off. The head can escape back to base if you've used your commander deep behind enemy lines. And you can rebuild a new body. You've got torpedo upgrades. You've got a shoulder-mounted artillery. You've just got all kinds of neat little toys you can add to your commander, as well as jump jets for making jumps across these incredible chasms like you see here on the map, where you really do need to get across space and you can't walk or swim there.